and we met with a counselor from my church named Dr. Hamilton, who sort of mediated these discussions on what would be the best decision for high school, whether it would be a better idea to stay in high school at Woodward or to come back to Roswell and go to high school at Roswell High School. So that actually was a really, there was a lot of thought that went into that decision, and I think I made the right one.
Okay. Lost my train of thought. What was I saying? I guess. What sort of extracurriculars did you do while you were at Woodward, or did you do anything? I know it's kind of young.
Yeah, honestly, not really. By the time, that was another thing that came into the picture when we were trying to decide where I wanted to go to high school. If I were to stay after school for extracurriculars, for soccer, for basketball, for whatever, that would mean I would get home at 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, something like that. The school got out around 3-ish, I guess, 3:30. Extracurriculars would go maybe an extra hour, hour and a half at the very least. So that would put me like 5 o'clock riding the bus home. I would get back 7:30, something like that. So there wouldn't have been much room for extracurricular activities. I think the one thing I would do after school, in my elementary school and middle school years was to go to soccer practice 2 days a week or go to church on Wednesday nights.
Well, what's the difference between going to church on Wednesday nights versus on Sundays?
Wednesday nights would be for the RAs, the Royal Ambassadors, sort of Boy Scout like get together with a bunch of guys and play some kickball, play some basketball, something like that, and then get together for like a Bible study or some sort of message. Mostly just goofing around, and my dad or whoever else who was leading us, trying to keep us in line and not get fed up with us. So that was mostly what Royal Ambassadors consisted of.
Were there a lot of other Roswell kids that went to Woodward or went to other private schools?
There are several, yeah. One of my best friends growing up, Nick Storniolo, lives about 5 minutes away from here in Roswell, and he went to Woodward North, and then I think rather than go down to the main campus, he went to Marist or Westminster or somewhere else for high school.
Okay. So I guess tell me about Roswell High School. What kind of differences did you encounter transitioning from private school to public school?
A lot of differences, and all of them positive as far as I was concerned at the time. I think, and I'll say this, I've said this many times, I'll continue to say it, I think I was challenged academically more at Roswell High School than I could have ever been at Woodward. My friends at Woodward were very intelligent, but a lot of them were just there because their parents had the money to send them there, and I think in the atmosphere of Roswell High School, I found my academic niche better than I could have otherwise at Woodward. So a lot of positive experiences from Roswell. I went back there after this last year of college and visited my AP biology teacher, visited all my Spanish teachers I'd ever had, spoke Spanish to them, impressed the hell out of them, and had fun with that. So a lot of fond memories from Roswell High School.
One memory, story, teacher that you can really talk about?
Yeah. I'll talk about my AP bio teacher I just visited. His name's Ned Granville. I had him for honors freshman bio and for AP bio. Sort of probably one of the most difficult teachers I've ever had. I think I made like an 83 in his class, which was the lowest grade I had ever made in high school. Made an 83 in his AP bio class second semester, and still got a 5 on the AP bio exam. So he was a really, really tough teacher. he was kind of hard on all of us, but again, almost our entire class made 4s and 5s on the AP test. So he really drove home what he was trying to teach us. He was sort of a father figure to a lot of us, and just very strong motivator, great teacher.